Hardly a day goes by without news from the Athens Olympics about doping. Today, 5 weightlifters were banned. Yesterday, 2 Greek track stars ended a week-long doping drama and withdrew from the Games. Kostas Kanteras and Katerina Thanou may be out, but their sport of track and field, which starts in earnest tomorrow at the Games, continues to battle severe image problems because of drugs. NPR's Tom Goldman has this report from Athens.
To my right, I have Toby Hatfield. Toby is a senior engineer in Nike's footwear design group.
Nike invited reporters to its Athens headquarters today for, as the press release said, an up-close look at the products and gear top track and field athletes will be wearing at the 2004 Olympics. The press showed up and politely sat through descriptions of the new PV light shoe, PV for pole vault, and Monster Fly sprint shoe. But once question time began, the subject quickly turned to other performance enhancers, the illegal kind.
Do you see this being a really critical point for track and field to get its image back now in this last week of the Olympics after everything from Balco to what happened with the Greek sprinters?
Balco is the California lab at the heart of a U.S. doping scandal that's touched several sports over the last year, track and field most dramatically. Several U.S. track and field stars were banned for using THG, a previously undetectable steroid allegedly distributed through Balco. Several other American track athletes who didn't make the Olympic team are facing possible lifetime bans for alleged doping violations. This week, there was a report that Kostas Kanteras and Katerina Thanou, the Greek sprinters who quit the Games yesterday, were involved in the Balco scandal. So the question, is this a really critical point for track and field? Yes, says American sprinter Sean Crawford.
I mean, it's our responsibility to uphold our sport to, you know, the utmost highest level. So I think it's critical that we go out there and show that this is a clean sport and that we're able to carry ourselves with dignity and honor. So it's very critical.
Crawford will run in the 100 and 200 meters, a 200-meter event that now will not include the defending Olympic champion, Kanteras.
I can't rejoice in his downfall. I can't say I'm happy that he's not competing. I mean, I want the field to be as competitive as possible. That's how everybody, you know, you can put on a good race for the people who come to watch and everybody run fast times when it's a very competitive race.
Fast times and world records now are automatically suspect in track and field's current climate of suspicion and innuendo and accusation. But anti-doping officials also have policed the sport more aggressively than any other in recent months. The resultant drug suspensions may be bad PR for track and field, but defending Olympic pole vault champion Stacey Dragila considers it a hopeful sign.
And I think we've done a really good job of, you know, skimming the surface and getting a lot of them out. So we have a clean team here, and you know, I can room with people knowing that we're here because we worked hard for it. And so hopefully when we hit when the athletes hit the stadium tomorrow, that we'll be, you know, focusing on the positives.
Good intentions, bad choice of words. Because while U.S. track and field athletes focus on the positives, positive stories about drug-free athletes, many in the media and many in the stands at the Olympic Stadium will be focusing on positive drug tests, wondering who will be next, what medals might be taken away. Track's biggest competition may be against public opinion. A critical time indeed. Tom Goldman, NPR News, Athens.